And now, from the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, Pete Bone will not be denied. Pete Bone, a strong voice in America, a man who knows where he's going. Where Pete Bone leads, many millions will follow. Pete Bone, with an eye on America, on the highway known as USA number one. Now, from the Croner Building in Chicago, Pete Bone. Thank you very much. That is Gleese Wilson, and Gleese is our brand new announcer. We lost Gene Popka. We lost Randy, and then Gene died last week from cirrhosis of the liver. So, and a little bit like you're laughing. If it sounded like I was laughing, you're brand new. You shouldn't point that out. But it's I apologize. Yes, I did laugh, only at the irony, you know. I'm not laughing because, ha-ha, man died of cirrhosis of the liver. The irony of the fact, all of our announcers have died from some kind of alcoholic problem. Either they've driven their cars off of cliffs or what have you. None of it is funny, okay? You're absolutely right, and I apologize for that, Pete. You know what my name is, right? Yes. Well, then why were you hesitating? I wanted to make sure that I was saying it right. Well, how do you mess up the name Pete? What's my name? Pete? Oh, boy. Woo! It's Bone. It's Pete Bone, but I want to make sure I don't... Because I know the other guys that have been here have been under such pressure they drank a lot. And, well, that's not on me. That's, you know... No, I understand. They were weak. I have a very strong personality. I'm Pete Bone. People listen to this show because... They want someone who knows where they're going. Well, knows where they're going.
Yeah.
And that's me. And that intimidates other men. Women find it attractive. And this is, I have a difficult time. I have good ratings among men. I have good ratings among women. But I have a difficult time holding on to male listeners because I'm strong and women are attracted to that. And men wish that they had my strength, and many of them don't. And as a result, I get these letters, oh, you think you're such a big man. No, I don't. It just so happens that your wife listens to me well into the night while you're sleeping. She has her headphones on or her earbuds, and she's listening to me, and I don't know what it is she's doing. They make all kinds of crude... Oh, you're kidding. No, they make all kinds of crude insinuations. I think women want a man who is strong, knows the road ahead, and says... Is it okay if I didn't know the way? I'm Pete Bone. Pete Bone from the Croner Building. Would it be okay if he didn't know the way? I think for a lot of people it would be okay, but guess what? I do know the way. I'm Pete Bone, and you're listening to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. And we're going to come right back with our first topic, impeachment. President Trump, I'm getting tired of this. He's the President of the United States of America. He deserves more respect than he's getting. He also deserves to be looked at in case he's done something wrong. So I believe the President should be respected, but I also don't like him talking back and being a little bit of a smartass on Twitter. I need the President to be respected. I believe in President Trump, but I also know that he may be a criminal, and that's important. We'll be right back. I'll explain when we come back. Pete Bone will not be denied. We'll be back. Hi, folks. It's Pete Bone again, and the Pete Bone Encyclopedia gives you my version of how life developed on Earth. You know, there's all these scientists, all these real smart guys that tell you all about things evolving, that tells you all about the weather changing, all of this. The Pete Bone Encyclopedia on how all life developed is what you need, especially if you have school-age kids. Are you sick and tired of the education they're getting? Are you sick and tired of all of this just fluff that's being packed into their brains, stuff that isn't possible? It's not possible that it's true. Well, the Pete Bone Encyclopedia on how life developed on Earth and what it's all about is right here, okay? Do you know that we weren't, you know, apes? We just were created by God, yes, in a Garden of Eden, yes, and it was 5,000 years ago. You know all of that. Well, guess what else? Within 500 years, we had cars. So things have not, I just want to tell you, things are not that woo way. It was only 500 years ago that the Earth was created. All that stuff, Roman Empire, that can all be explained. Within 500 years of creation, we had cars. Just remember that. Pete Bone will not be denied. Get the Pete Bone Encyclopedia on how all life evolved on Earth from Pete Bone, the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois. That's Pete Bone, the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois. Pete Bone will not be denied. Welcome back now to Pete Bone on the Cavco Broadcasting Network. Thank you very much. And we've had a lot of people asking about our encyclopedia on how all life developed on Earth. We are selling that now at a special price, right?
Yeah, we are.
And what is that? Boy, you really got to get your stuff together here, man. You don't work for Pete Bone and sound like that.
I apologize. My daughter's in a hospital.
What's wrong with her?
She's got a spinal cord injury of some kind.
Well, I understand that, but so how much is the? Let's get with it, okay?
It's 12:11.
Jesus Christ!
Sorry, Pete. My
Your daughter's in the hospital with a spinal injury. What happened?
It's a bus accident on going to school.
Crushed by what?
Come on, speak up. She was crushed by one of the chairs.
Why aren't you?
I have to work. I need the money. Health insurance.
All right, well, just keep your mind on business, okay? All right, welcome back here. This is the Pete Bone Show. President Trump is being harassed and hassled by this group of liberals in Congress, and it really, really is making, I know it's making you angry, it's making me angry. And I want to 100% come out in favor of it and support President Trump if he's not guilty, which I don't think he is. I don't think there's a possibility that he is. If he's guilty, sure. If he's guilty, I still support him, but he has to go to jail. But that's not going to happen, so forget it. Liberals want him to go to jail. I don't want him to go to jail. He could possibly go to jail. And that is something I believe in this country. I believe in the laws of this country. But I believe President Trump is so amazing a president. It's absolutely impossible that he did anything that he could possibly be impeached for, except he could have done what they say he's done, which is to get dirt on Joe Biden in exchange for in exchange for Javelin missiles. That didn't happen, but maybe it did. And that's what I want to talk about here today on Pete Bone. Pete Bone will not be denied. We're going to talk a little bit now about President Trump and how he is not guilty at all. Yes, he could be, and he should go to jail and rot in a prison cell, but I don't want that to happen, and it won't happen because he's not guilty, but I'm leaving the possibility open that he is guilty. Let's take some phone calls because we've got so many of these wishy-washy so-called conservatives, right? You listen to these guys, well, I believe in President, but they go back and forth, back and forth. How about this guy in Congress? What's the guy's name? That Walsh? He's one day he supports the president. Now all of a sudden he hates the president. That's not me, okay? I love President Trump, and I think he belongs in a prison cell, but I don't want him to go there. I don't want him to. I love him. If he's in a prison cell, I can't let people know that I still support him, but I will still support him as he rots in a prison cell, which that will never happen because he is the best thing that's happened to America, since Obama. Obama was horrible, except the good things that Obama did we can talk about later on. Let's take a phone call right now. We have on the line Karen, and Karen is calling from Salt Lake City tonight. Welcome, Karen, to the Pete Bone. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied show. How are you doing?
I absolutely love your program. We're traveling between Salt Lake City and Provo tonight. We're just driving in. We're on vacation. We're going to Bryce Canyon. And you are so much fun. And my husband loves you.
I love you.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for calling. How do you feel about this topic?
Well, what do you think? Are all of your announcers are alcoholic or just the last? You are wonderful.
Thank you very much. That's great talking to you. They're traveling. I don't want them to get into too much trouble out there traveling the highways and the byways of America because we get into some really emotional topics here on the Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied show. Let's go to another phone call here, and this is Derek out there on Highway 7 tonight. Derek, how are you doing? And welcome to the Pete Bone show.
Hey, Pete, yeah, listen, the topic tonight is Donald Trump is guilty, right?
No, he is not, my man. No, he's not.
Well, that you just said he was.
I said, if he's guilty, I doubt seriously if he is.
What? If you could explain that.
Well, if I could explain what? Listen, I'm not one of these lily. Are you a liberal?
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I'm not a liberal of any stripe.
Okay, well, let me just tell you. I am not a liberal. I am. I'm a liberal sometimes, and I'll tell you when.
Oh, so you are a liberal.
No, I am not. No, I am not.
You just said. What do you think about? Do you think he's guilty?
Who?
Donald Trump.
I think no way is he guilty. If they find him guilty, I will then be against him, but only then, okay?
Yeah, but if he didn't do anything, how can they find him guilty?
Well, there you go. There you go. If he didn't do anything, and if they don't do anything, then they can't find him guilty. And what they're doing right now is they're doing a lot of stuff, okay?
Well, they're supposed to do that because they're
They're the inquiry, the impeachment, judicial inquiry.
The what?
That's the committee.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so they got to do stuff.
Well, they're doing stuff, and they have to keep on doing stuff. If they find out that he's guilty, then I will be, I don't, no way will I believe that he's guilty unless they prove he's guilty.
Well, they're not going to prove he's guilty because he's not done anything wrong. Don't you, do you think he's done stuff wrong?
No, I do not think he's done anything wrong. If he has done something wrong...
Well, how can you say if he's not done anything wrong?
He hasn't done a thing wrong. Don't worry about it, okay? I'm just saying he hasn't done anything wrong. He's guilty of sin.
What the fuck?
All right, let's get another phone call up here. We are talking here tonight on Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Is President Trump guilty of the aforementioned impeachable offenses? Let's find out here on the Pete Bone He Will Not Be Denied show. Our number again is 555-555-PETE or 555-555-BONE or 555-BONERAMA, because you know, we're having Bonerama coming up next month. That is, I do a whirlwind, and we call it a whirlwind tour of all of our affiliates across the United States. It'll be Bonerama 2019. Get your tickets now. Just write Bonerama, boing, that's right, Bonerama, boing, box 6, in Chicago, Illinois. But you have to write Boing, B-O-I-N-G, and then Oing, B-O-I-N-G, O-I-N-G. So Boing Oing, okay? You got it? Do that, and we've got tickets for you. Let's go over here now to Missy. Hi, Missy, you're on the Pete Bone Show.
Am I on?
Yes.
Hi. This is a question that I have for my husband, who's a longtime conservative, and he voted for Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh is a radio host.
Oh, no, he didn't. Ronald Reagan, he voted for Ronald Reagan. He wants to know, are you,
Hey, Pete, hi.
Yeah, I thought I was talking to Missy.
Yeah, you were, but I want to find out something. And I didn't tell her how.
Are you,
don't take the phone away from me. Let me say, you do what I tell you to do, you understand? I'm sorry, Pete.
Go ahead, what's your question?
My question is,
do you suck dick?
Okay, thank you very much for that call. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. We'll be right back from the Croner Building here in Chicago, Illinois. Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. We'll be taking your phone calls. We're talking about impeachment. We're talking about President Trump. We're talking about, what do you believe? I know what I believe. I know what I believe. I know what you believe. Let me tell you what. Don't you dare go away. Pete Bone will be right back. From the Croner Building in Chicago, Illinois, it's Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. We'll be right back. All right, we're out. Hey, guys, it's Phil. Don't forget, tonight is the BSP chat. Are you a member of the Backstage Pass family? Do you know that we have a chat every Friday night? That's right. You can log on, and it's on video, so you not only can hear me, you can see me, and I'm not seeing you. So that's, you know, that's an advantage that you have. So be sure you log on to the Phil Hendry Show website if you're a Backstage Pass member. Log on to philhendryshow.com and then follow the little chat box in the lower right-hand corner and the link in the middle of the page, about a third of the way down. You'll see Friday Night Chat, and just open up that box. You'll see our video screen. You'll see the chat. You'll see all the people, and you'll suddenly feel you're a part of something much, much bigger than all of us. And we talked to people from all over the world. We talked to King Cap last week from Japan. We talked to Ben Baltz from Dubai. We talked to Jillian down in New Zealand. I mean, we've got all kinds of fans and all kinds of friends afoot, man. So check it out tonight, 7 o'clock, philhendryshow.com. And now back to Pete Bone. Hey, Pete Bone.
Yeah, Pete, it's Tom Dafka.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Christ. Listen, you're overmodulating. I'm looking, I can see the overmodulation.
Okay, we're overmodulating. Is that what you called up for?
For?
I mean, is that what you called up for?
What is your story, man? I'm the general manager of the goddamn...
Get rid of that slob, okay?
Pete, I'm new on the job.
I know, you just every time he calls, hang up on him. Well, here he is now.
Hey, look, Pete, you know, hanging up on me is not a good move.
What are you going to do about it, Fatso? Okay? Since the last show, I've grown in stature. I've read my fan mail.
Oh, you read your fan. Half of that mail is written by my daughter.
Get out of here.
15 seconds.
15 seconds to what?
To the start.
Oh, to the start of these. Man, I am, like, really shook up here, man.
And now, back to Pete Bone from the Croner Building in Chicago.
Gleese, thank you. Your name's Gleese?
Gleese Wilson, yeah.
Gleese Wilson. Why do you have the name Gleese?
Well, my first name is actually Gleason. I was named after Jackie Gleason. I wanted to...
Well, they named you after Jackie Gleason, but they gave you his last name.
Yeah, so they shortened it to Gleese.
That's a great name, Gleese. Almost like geese, though, isn't it?
I suppose.
What's wrong with you?
My daughter, I told you she's got a spinal injury.
Oh, yeah, well... There's a thing, you ever heard this? The guy says, shit happens, you know?
Yeah.
Shit happens. We're our digital tonight, folks. We can say any word we want to use. We can use any word we want to say. This is Pete Bone, and this is the home of Dudont. What is Dudont? I'll tell you what it is. Do I support President Trump? Yes, I do. I don't. Now, why have we developed the Dudont? We have it a bumper sticker. We have it across a sweater. You can buy our sweater, $29.95 at the Pete Bone merch shop, that says, I love Pete Bone. Yes, I Dudont. Those of you who want to have a kind of a smart alecky opinion about me, you can say, yeah, I love Pete Bone. Well, actually, don't. Because you know what? You're going to get arguments from your relatives. You get arguments from your neighbors. Pete Bone, there's one thing that Pete Bone does. I inspire controversy. I do, no, I don't, love President Trump. I am a long-time conservative. No, I'm not. I am a... Okay, now let me explain, because it angers some people.
Well, don't you think that you're going to...
Hold on, Gleese. When I want your opinion, I'll point to you and I'll say, Gleese, what do you think?
Okay.
Gleese, what do you think?
Oh, well, wow.
Are you ready with your opinion?
Yes, I am. I don't you think that people want to know firmly what you believe?
Absolutely they do. That's why I say this is a rock solid... When we have an opinion on this show, I believe firmly that President Trump needs to be acquitted. No, I do not. He needs to go to prison. Now, what did I just say there?
You took two different sides.
No, I didn't. I said I believe firmly that President Trump needs to be acquitted. He should go to prison. And I think I said rot there. I
don't remember now.
Yeah. Well, I believe all of that. I believe he should be acquitted, and I believe he needs to rot there. Why? Why? Because I'm getting sick and tired of the liberals who are trying to destabilize. They're trying to overturn the 2016 election. So go ahead and do it. It'll be a great thing, and I hope you're successful at doing it.
Another.
What is it with you? It killed the music. What's going on with you?
I told you, I'm worried about my daughter. Oh, for cry here, I'll do it.
Want me to do the announcing, too?
No, Pete Bone. We'll be right back. Kroner building.
Jesus. His daughter's got... what happened to her?
She can't move her legs.
Can't move her legs. You know, let me tell you something about kids. They're always pulling at stuff.
Pete Bone will not be denied. He'll be right back from the Kroner building in Chicago right after these messages.
This is Cavco.
And I'm Tom Barker. And...
Cavco, Chicago.
Welcome back to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Here now, Pete Bone.
Thank you, Gleese. Gleese Wilson, our brand new announcer. As you know, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've run through five or six announcers. All of them died as the result of alcohol poisoning or alcoholism, something having to do with alcohol, driving two of our announcers. And you all remember Randy Offenshaus. Randy was a great, great guy, a real family man. He was one of our original great announcers. He drove his car intentionally off of a cliff and drove it right into the rocky surf of the California coast when we were out broadcasting in Monterey, California, some 2 months ago. He literally aimed his car for the edge of the road. Good God. It was nuts. You imagine a guy doing that? Jeez, woo! So he leaves a wife and three kids. The car, I'm told, hit the rocks and sat there for about 5 seconds, and people began to kind of clamber down the rocks to see if anyone was alive, and then it ignited and then blew up.
Oh, my God. Was anyone hurt?
One man caught a little bit of the explosion. He's in a hospital still. He's going to be fine, although I think the hair was burned off of his head or something. So I thought it was interesting, and I asked myself, I wonder if Randy did that on purpose. In other words, rigged it so that the car would sit calmly on the rocks, and then 3, 2, 1, and then just with his dying breath, he went, okay, now, and then pushed, you know.
How would that work?
I don't know how it would work. I don't know, but that's the kind of thing he would do. That was the kind of, he was a goofy guy, and I realized that it actually a man got hurt, but the car rested on the rocks, and someone thought they heard coming from inside the car. 3, 2, 1, okay, now.
Oh, come on.
You talking to me?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry, Pete. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just... You're worried about this kid, right? What is it? My daughter. Your daughter, right. She can't move her legs. All right. Good thing she wasn't around Randy the night that he...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Whew. What a, you know, just one crisped up kid coming up. All right. This is Pete Bone, and welcome back to... I just called myself Pete Bone. That disturbs me.
No, it's Pete Bone from the Croner Building in Chicago.
Thank you very much, Cleese. That makes me feel good when I hear a strong announcer come along and say, here he is, Pete Bone. All right, we're talking about the impeachment of President Donald Trump, and I support it 100%. No, of course I don't. I'm just testing you. Although I do support it, but no, I don't. This is the home of the Do Don't. And those sweaters, and also we have the Do Don't bumper sticker, or if you will, the Do Don't. A lot of people are, we had this lady call us. Is she still on the line?
Yes, her name is Shireen, and we have her on the phone here from, she's actually out in Skokie tonight. Shireen, you're on with Pete Bone.
Hey, Shireen, how are you?
Oh, Pete, I love everything you do. Everything you do. And I want to explain that, because we live a block away from where you and your family live, over at...
Dump that.
And I watch you in the morning as you jog, and I watch you pick up the newspaper and take the dog for a walk. Everything about you says family, man.
Thank you very, very much. Okay, so you... what was... essentially, what you wanted to say was what?
You talked about the don't, and that was... When you mentioned that, I had called and I talked to Randy when he was still alive, and I said, you should have Pete just call it the don't. Or, not the do-don't, but the don't.
Oh, so it was your idea.
Yeah, this is Shireen.
Oh, so you're Shireen.
Yes, I'm Shireen. It was my idea. And, you know, someone said something about money, but...
So that is, there's the lady who came up with the do-don't.
Yeah, she came up with it instead of saying do-don't.
All right, so, oh, we have, look, Tom Dovka is, I can't, okay, so what is Tom Dovka?
Tom Dovka is here on,
Tom, what do you want?
Hey, what do I want? You're
calling me up in the middle of the show.
I'm calling you in the middle of the show, because this don't, no one cares, okay? You're making a big deal. We got more of these don't bumper stickers and the don't sweaters.
Well, what do you say, no one cares?
We're not selling them, all right? That old lady that called and tried to give you a hand by changing do-don't to da-don't. Oh, man. You know what? Never mind.
Hey, let me tell you something, Dovka.
I don't give a...
Hung up. Okay, that's the general manager of my... Let me tell you something. I can walk across the street tomorrow to Flaccid Communications, okay? Yeah? See?
Yeah.
You don't...
I've never heard of Flaccid.
Well, I'm looking at it every night. I'm joking, folks. This is Pete Bone. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back here from the Croner Building in Chicago with more Pete Bone right after this.
Hey, folks, Pete Bone here. The don't. It's you do, you don't. I believe in it because I believe in being firm in my convictions. A lot of people say, well, how can you be firm in your convictions when you believe in the don't? I believe in the don't, meaning I do and I don't, and I hope you do too. I hope you don't, but I hope you do when it comes to buying our don't bumper sticker and the brand new don't sweater. It's a thick, heavy sweater that you wear in the wintertime. It's great for Chicago, probably not good for warmer climes, but we want you to buy. I insist that you buy this sweater. No, you don't have to. See, that's the cute thing about don't. It almost as if I've been brainwashed. I've almost brainwashed myself into pitching a product and then telling you, no, don't buy it. Is it backfiring? I don't know, but I think it's kind of fun.
Are you doing that on purpose?
I no, not really. I can't help it. So please buy my sweater. Don't buy it. It's cheaply made by starving children in Malaysia. Ivanka Trump visited there last week. No, she didn't.
Yes, buy the don't sweater. A beautiful sweater that tells you you listen to Pete Bone. No, you don't.
I don't... You know what? Just read the copy, man.
Pete Bone will not be denied.
All right, folks, get our sweater. Please don't buy it. Also, you can pick up our bumper sticker. No, you shouldn't. It's very, very well made. It's made cheaply by trained, skilled professionals, starving, thin children in Malaysia. And it is owned by a local company. Ivanka Trump went there and laughed at the kids before she had herself a big fat bagel.
What are you doing?
Pete Bone will not be denied.
Anyway, welcome back, folks. I am Pete Bone, and I see both sides. But let me tell you something. A lot of people are making jokes about how Pete Bone...
I do believe in what I'm, listen to me, just it's just a big joke. You know, I know it sounds like that I can't help my, I can't, ever since I started doing this, I it's almost as if I have to take, but I do firmly believe that America is the greatest country that has ever existed. It is a butchering, slaughtering, horrid colonial power. And I say that, please just forget what I just said. I say that because Donald Trump is probably the greatest president. He's the most miserable piece of garbage that we have ever elected in the history of this country. And I hope not, he is successful. I hope he's impeached and that he goes on to great success, that he is driven from office and becomes everything we want him to be. That is, almost like George Washington, he rots in prison. That is what Pete Bone believes. Please ignore the second thing that I'm saying unless I really believe that. Now let's take some phone calls because I'm angry, I'm scared, and I really want to talk about this. I want to go home. I'm wetting myself. Let's take some phone calls right now. Daryl, hi, you're on with Pete Bone. Talk to me.
Yeah, hey, Pete, I've always loved listening to your program. I'm taking a bath, by the way, because I work as hard as you do, Pete. I don't think anybody works as hard as you, but I do work hard. But, Pete, let me tell you, I'm worried about you.
Why are you worried about me?
Well, you just said that you hope Donald Trump succeeds. No, you don't.
That's the don't.
Well, what am I supposed to do with that, man? I listen to your program.
Are you listening to the show? I'm telling you what you do. Ignore this second part unless I tell you not to. Okay?
Well, what's the whole point of that, man? I mean,
the point is I'm very, very clear on what I want you to know that I want you to be clear as I am, as clear as I can be on the clarity. Okay?
I think you need a vacation. I think that Tom Dofka dude isn't paid enough for something. I'm sitting in the bathtub trying to sponge off from a hard day, and I find myself sweating and feeling bad for you.
Don't feel bad for me, man. Please don't feel bad for me. Pete Bone knows where he's going. Dear sweet Christ, no, I don't.
See, right there, what you just said.
I know what I just said. I do know where I'm going. No, I don't. But that should not concern you, because with me at the wheel, you will always have a great ride. You'll die screaming.
Did you hear the second part of what you said?
Of course I did. And it is true, you will. But understand, with confidence in Pete Bone, you'll die with blood in your mouth, all right? So let's...
Hey, man, you know, what the fuck?
All right, so this is... see, a lot of people don't get it. And this is why our show is going to number one. I saw the latest radar trends or whatever they're called. Is it called radar? It's called the Sonar 5000. The Sonar 5... What is that? Are we underwater? Yes, as a matter of fact, you are. You're not joking. No, I mean, you got a lot of ground to make up, and you will make it up, I'm sure, Pete, but... So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is we're going to be number... We're not number one yet, but we... Don't worry about it. We are number one. We are number one, all right? We're not number one yet. We are number one. Donald Trump has taught us something. He's taught us... He's the greatest president, I think, in the history of America. He is a scumbag beyond all recognition. And I feel like I want to say what I want to say, and I can't say it because I'm afraid that I'll lose listeners, so I have to, you know...
You got to back it up with the...
I love Donald Trump. I hate it. I love him. I do. Please impeach him. Please impeach him. Oh, please impeach him. All I want for people to understand is that this president is working. He left a very comfortable life to stand in front of America and say, I'm here for you. I'm going to work hard. I left my cushy life so I could come here. And he's got us talked into that. He's lying. Oh, is he lying?
Pete Bone will be right back.
No. 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 Hey, guys, it's Phil Hendry. Now, I want to tell you, we've got a big promotion that we're going to be talking about starting next week. It's going to involve your creativity, your acting skills, your character voice skills. Yeah, that's right, booby. And we're going to be asking you to recreate famous bits, famous lines from the show. We will tell you which ones. In fact, we will give you a demonstration. Now, it's all going to get rolled out early next week. I'm going to Vegas this weekend, but on Tuesday... We'll begin to roll out some of these clips. We're going to want you to record them. We're going to want you to hashtag them a certain way. We're going to want you to put a certain handle on them, one of my Twitter accounts, you know, and then we're going to judge which is the best. We'll do one a day. We've got merch. We've got subscriptions, year-long subscriptions. We got all kinds of things that we think you'll enjoy, and we'll Well, we will show the world what you're capable of right here on this here podcast thing, Jack. So be listening starting early next week, and we will update you as we roll through the weekend on what we will expect of you, I think is a good way of saying this, what we will expect of you in terms of your creativity and your ability to recreate those classic moments from the Phil Hendry Show. That's coming up right here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So sit down, screw your cap on, man, and, you know, just let life go by in its own terms. I don't know what it is I'm trying to say, other than the fact that just, you know, stand by, man. Stand by for news. Paul Harvey. Hi, Jerry Wog here. Every morning, 6 to 10 on the Cavco Broadcast Network, we sing fun songs and we talk to you about school and we have your mom and dad come on the phone, but then we chase them away because I only talk to the kids and I'll tell you where to meet me later on. Just kidding around. Of course I'm kidding. Yeah, Beck, look, you know, it's all for the family. It's so much fun I can't even, I can't spit it out. Jerry Wog, morning, 6 to 10 on Cavco.
Cavco.
KVCO Chicago.
The shit's in the wind.
And now, welcome back to Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied here on the Cavco Broadcasting Network from the Kroner Building in Chicago. I got a letter here from a nice lady. She lives actually in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She listens to us on the Skip. I think she actually listens to us. Are we still on the air down in Fort Wayne? No, we're not. But we will have an affiliate soon. What
happened? Boy, what a mistake you made.
Well, they pulled us off the air.
What a mistake. Well, I would rather you not say that.
Well, that's what you told me to say.
Oh, that's right. I want you to say, they pulled us off the air. They love us in Fort Wayne, and they want us on for a long time. They hate the show because they say that I sound as if I'm mentally disturbed. And we said, well, yes, we'll stay on the air because they desperately want us to stay on the air. And I said, you know what? I told him to go to hell, because he said I sounded as if I needed medicating. I needed electroshock. Listen to this. He listed this. Medication, electroshock, and then gelding. He thinks I should be castrated. He loves me and believes he actually wanted me to date his daughter.
You're kidding.
No. So that's the owner of that station. We'll be back on very, very shortly there. I wouldn't go back on the air in Fort Wayne.
Jesus. Oh.
Take another phone call here or on the Pete Bone Show. Hey, is it Chris? Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Pete, listen, you know, I'm enjoying your program immensely. One of the things I love about your program, and by the way, I'm calling from L.A.
You're calling from, look at this, this guy's calling from L.A., the big city, baby, Hollywood. How you been?
Yeah, do we know each other?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm Pete Bone. I do not approve of California. Too many homeless people. What's wrong with you disgusting, filthy, stinking, crawling liberals? God, how I wish I lived out there.
Well, I don't know what you're trying to say, but I wanted to ask you if it's possible. Your name is Pete Bone, right? And
that's my name. Don't wear it out.
Okay. Well, that's great.
What can I do for you?
Well, that's a great porn name, you know.
Well, listen, pal, I don't believe in pornography. I don't believe in that filth. Yes, I do, because I think adults should be able to enjoy themselves. I don't want children seeing it. Why not sit down and watch porn with your kid? You there?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask for the rights to use your... I guess I could name a guy, Bill Bone, or... What about Bill Bone, you know?
Don't you come home Bill Bone, you know? Bill Boner?
Bill Boner, that's a...
You in the porn business? I think that's disgusting. Can I come and watch? Get a load of that guy, huh, Randy?
God.
Huh? A guy in Los Angeles, in one of the most disgusting states in the Union, California. It is gorgeous out there. I don't know if you've ever... Have you ever visited California?
No, I haven't. I'm hoping to someday.
You don't want to go there because... Homeless people, filth and dirt. It is beautiful. The mountains, the beaches, and the homeless situation is out of control. They've got fewer homeless people than you think, and they're not everywhere. They're like under two freeway overpasses in L.A. So it's not a bad place. It's horrible. California is a, I'm going to say it. I'm going to just come out and say a shithole.
California is.
No, Florida. California is fantastic. I went to Florida because that's where Rush Limbaugh and the other guy, President Trump, that's where he lives. What a sewer. It's an absolute wonderful state.
Do you like Florida, don't you?
I hate it. I love it.
Are you doing do-don't?
I'm doing do-don't, yeah. By the way, let's sell those bumper stickers. No one wants them. Or they do.
Yes.
Okay. Pete Bone committed suicide later that afternoon by setting himself on fire with a tiki torch near a pool, a motel pool, on the highway to Barstow. The Pete Bone Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.